Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no. Well then, we call you healed, Roger, in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. I don't either. When did this start? Oh my goodness, Roger. Are you able to eat? Okay, welcome YouTube, I think maybe. My goodness. It says it started, but I'm not finding it any place, and that's not totally unusual. This is just a different hide and seek play game we're playing tonight, it looks like. My goodness sake. Wow, that was a whole set of woods to walk through. There we are. I found you. Welcome, YouTube. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our Zoomers. And welcome to our Facebookers. We're so glad to have you all with us tonight. Well, with us tonight. Pastor is not with us tonight. He's in the house, but he's actually sleeping, as he needs to be doing that. We're going to play a couple of messages tonight that are, one of them, the first one we're going to play is actually one of our Read the Word messages, and those are just always fun. I think everybody loves having the Bible read to them. And so that's what we're going to be doing first. And then one of our previous messages about end times, no fear with the Word of God. And that is an awesome message, especially for right now, because, you know, we are in end times. For sure. Whole lot of things going on, but we can rest in the word of the Lord. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to quit talking. I had stuff heading someplace else on me while I'm sitting up here. So a lot of stuff going on around the world with different battles happening, but God told us we will hear of wars, see wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of things. And so this is definitely what we're seeing. Hi, Roger. We see you on YouTube. Glad you're here to take care of our YouTube site over there. We love you. Our brother Dan and sister Phyllis are with us on Zoom. And now we'll send our shares to everyone else. We had a really, really good message, or Dutch Sheets had a really, really good message this morning. We actually did read it. And the prayer he prayed at the end was pretty amazing, too. And I actually took that and personalized it. Pastor's been teaching the last couple of nights on using Bible scriptures and personalizing them to make our confessions of the Word of God pertinent to the things in our life, in our own lives. And so I took that prayer, actually, that Dutch did today, too, and made that personal, too. If we have time, I'll share it with you all later, because it was a very, very powerful prayer praying over ourselves, our families, and those in our own sphere of prayer, where we have the greatest authority to be able to. I love technologies, and I learn so much about it every night that we're on here. It's awesome. All right, here we go. I think we're set up and ready to go. So I'll get us started with our pledges, and we'll do our opening prayers, and then we'll do our read the word. That's always fun. Hope everybody is surviving the weather out here. I guess Michigan is getting slammed or getting ready to get slammed again. Brother Dan was saying, and here we don't have so much snow, but we're in cold temperatures, but it's still beautiful. And we love it. All right, here we go. I'm going to stop my video, share the screen, and let's say our pledges. Here we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I didn't hit the share button again. There we go. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prayer, community of faith, opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's pray our two verses. Ephesians 1:17 and Jeremiah 24:7. We pray this over Israel, over the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives. We are praying this over the terrorists and those supporting them as well. We pray that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. God, give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole hearts. And let's pray. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, every child that has been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Amen. Amen. And now let me share our first segment tonight is, like I said, our Read the Word program. And here we go.
Thank you.
Okay. Oops. Okay, we'll go ahead and stop that there and go on to our next message for tonight. And I hope that this puts everyone at ease and is actually, you know, a good, like Pastor said, if we hear this ahead of time when we do the Revelation study too. We will enjoy it more, and you actually get more out of it when you realize that God has basically told us, no, don't be freaked. these things will happen, and I know it, and I have this. All right, here we go. Are we ready for the next part? Welcome, Rebecca. Welcome, Scott and Braden. Love you guys. Glad to have you with us. And here we go. Oh my goodness, I had not listened to this message, but here we are again with stuff happening. Wow, here we are again on the very brink of something happening. But like Brother Dan said earlier when we were on Zoom, you know, it'll be a moment when no one is expecting it. Everybody will be going on with regular life, but here we are in wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, hurricanes, all kinds of things happening all over. And isn't it interesting to hear, when was this message? I didn't look to see. A year ago. And I don't see an exact date here, but a year ago, and here we are again, right on the brink of wars happening. Anyways, here we go, back to the message. Stop this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone with us, go ahead and get your communion elements. I was going to do them afterwards. That's why I stopped them on the last video. But let's go ahead and receive communion now. If there is anyone that is with us tonight listening to this video, please pray this prayer of salvation as Pastor prays it. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is a decision that will change your life now, and it will change your eternity. So we ask you, get your communion elements together. Pray this prayer of salvation with Pastor here tonight. And it is just so interesting to me as we're listening to this tonight, this video tonight, which was from February of a year ago. Was it in 2022, I think he said? And tonight, Russia again is threatening to strike because of the things going on in the Middle East right now. This is a very, very interesting position to be in. So this is no time to wait on deciding whether you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now is the time. So let's go ahead and do this, and we'll receive communion with Pastor. Okay, here we go.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you love me. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. And I thank you for that. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. I receive you, Jesus, into my life right now. Every part of my very being, Lord. Jesus, I receive you into my life right now. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus, help me walk with you today, every day. Help me walk with you today. Thank you. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, and my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community, and in this community of faith. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. Done with your sin, in remission, gone from my life. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day by the blood of Jesus. In the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down. And there's no more condemnation for me or my because of Jesus' blood. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church, without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When he comes for me, you come for me, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. What are you doing?
Nothing,
this is your Zoom right here. YouTube. There's a Zoom. You can unmute and unmute. Here.
Did you talk about YouTube tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about what YouTube did tonight?
A little bit.
Who is Dan?
Dan. Do you know? when he first came out, I was like, the other thing, Daddy. You know what? I might have only talked about it on.
All right.
All of this stuff has happened tonight while we're preaching on this message. Oh, Roger, I'm getting kicked out of there.
All right, well, welcome back. I don't have the bongo. Wait, they're close. They're close. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. My hands have better beat than the rest of me.
I feel like I should be playing the shofar.
I can just get Sister Man to be good on the shofar while we're doing it. All right, let's see. We got to shut this down somehow. Shut that down. I'm here, but here we go. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us tonight. I thought I would come and join with us a little bit. I got some good sleep. You know, the closer we get to the end, the more that we have to realize we got to get concentrated sleep. Like, that means, when you sleep powerfully and get lots of stuff done while you're sleeping. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about what's been going on tonight. Because today, let me just read some stuff here. Did you talk about this at all?
There was stuff going on. I didn't talk specifically. Did I just talk to Dan and Phyllis and Roger on Zoom?
The British Sky News Network has confirmed the attack is expected to be launched tonight on the Sunni and the Shooty, whatever them people are.
Who they already have.
All right. President of the United States is expected to make a statement. So then... the prime minister made approval in England. Russian sources say that in response to Western attack, the Houthis will attack Western bases in Djibouti. All right. The U.S. fighter jets are on their way to strike in Yemen. That was about 4:16. There is attacks by the U.S. and Britain. Iran, Syria, the Islamic resistance in Iraq, and Hezbollah in Lebanon warned in the past that they will respond to American attacks. The first wave of bombings is over, but we reserve the right to respond if the threat continues. Now the Houthis have to make good on their threats. It's going to be interesting. That was Amir. The Houthis claim They are now launching missiles at coalition targets in the Red Sea. A member of the political bureau of the Houthis said, we assure you that the war between us and those who attacked us will not stop. We'll continue to target its battleship, merchant ships, bases, and interests. The war between us may last for years, regardless of the casualties. Well, what the Houthis don't realize is they've slapped a bunch of people that they didn't want to slap, and their stuff will stop. The Americans and British should consider their previous aggression led by the Saudi regime against Yemen, which they planned for only weeks and months. All right. This is Biden. We, in cooperation with Great Britain, support of Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Netherlands, have successfully carried out attacks against targets in Yemen. 10 facilities. The American warship intercepted 7 cruise missiles in the Red Sea. The airspace over Yemen is empty of air traffic. It sure don't look like it.
It didn't look like it at all.
But here's the deal why I'm bringing it. Russia demands an urgent meeting of the Security Council due to the Western attack. Here's why I'm bringing it up. The whole world is about to explode because of the violence that is on it. Now, Jesus said, I should probably do that. Always have a Thompson chain close by. Let's go to Luke 13. Did we read that tonight, Luke 13?
Uh-uh.
I think that's where it is, Luke 13. No. That was a good shot, though. That's what I thought it was. It was Luke 13. Anyways, those were the statements that came to my lips, so I just said Luke 13. You know how that goes. Persistent, wasn't it? I'm in the wrong place here. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. I mean, it's not too bad for just waking up.
Exactly. You're doing really good. And happy birthday to Pastor tomorrow.
Happy birthday. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to me. Welcome, everybody. There it is. Matthew 24. This is, all right, Matthew, oh, it's Mark 13. That's where we missed it, but it's all right. This will work. This is, Matthew 23:3. Now he sat on the Mount of Olives. Disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said, take heed that no one deceives you. Well, deception is everywhere, guys.
Oh my.
Tonight, today, sitting here working on YouTube. Got in contact with Dutch Sheets, working that stuff. I'm sitting here working on YouTube, saving the program. Up on the screen pops this thing. In order to have any external links inside my notes, I have to do one of three things. I have to let them take a 30-minute video using my phone of my face. Or I have to take a picture of my government-issued ID, both sides, and send it to them from my phone. And it's like, you people are out of your crazy minds. But what is it? It's, they're deceiving. What was the statement? We're making YouTube a safe place. No, you're not. No, you're not. Turn off face recognition if you got it on.
Yeah.
Five. I'm in five. For many will come in my name saying, I'm the Christ, and will deceive many. But they're not the Christ. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Look at this, it says, see that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now there's people right now that might say, well, Pastor, how can I not be troubled when you just said wars and rumors of war? Well, when you're born again, Holy Spirit's going to keep helping you move into the areas and the places, do the right things. And it should have no effect on us, because wrath, as we just learned, wrath is for the enemies, not for the kids. The angels surround, protect, and keep you safe in all your ways is for God's children, his sons and daughters, you and me. Verse 7, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Now, we just saw it right here. How many nations did they say was supporting them? I didn't see that very good. Australia, Bahrain, Canada, and the Netherlands, United States, and Britain. There will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. I haven't looked lately on the computer, but the number of earthquakes every day, that number is an astronomical number. And the number of severe earthquakes. Today's way down. There's only 27 earthquakes around the world today. The number's way down. It's not 50 or 60. Wow, 4.2s, 4.5s, 4.8s, 6.4 in Afghanistan. You know, wars and rumors of war, earthquakes. Volcanoes are erupting. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. They will deliver you up, tribulation, kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. We didn't read this tonight.
Mm-mm.
All right. And then many will be offended. Man, people are being offended over everything. I keep telling everybody. I said to the lady at the truck stop last night when she was checking me out for fuel, I said, everything was not working. Like, everything was not working.
Oh, no.
It's cold. And the def pump handle didn't work. And then they get inside, and the chip reader don't work. And I put the chip in, I swiped it, and I tapped it, and chipped it, and swiped it, and tapped it. And she's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, oh, most of all, don't be offended at an app. She goes, what? I said, whatever you do, don't be offended at an app. She said, why? I said, well, what are you going to do, take a hammer to it? She goes, oh, I see what you're saying. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. If there's ever a time the Jews have been hated by all nations, it's now.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And after what the Pope just did,
oh, my,
it's real close to all Christians being hated by all nations. Now, I think it's awesome. The Pope did what he did. And, you know, like right there, I think it was December 29th or 30th, whatever. Church of England did what they did. Said the same thing that the Pope did. The bishops in Africa of the Catholic Church, complete unity. You are wrong, Pope.
Yeah.
You are wrong. And it was about gay marriage, homosexuality. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake. Many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Don't be offended, don't betray, and don't hate. Doesn't matter who does it to you. Don't you be a part of it. You stay out of it. All right? Many false prophets will rise and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. And this angel of the kingdom, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world as witness to all nations, and then the end will come. You know, like I was saying the last time we was talking about Dr. Sutton, we might not even make it to the book of Revelation.
Right, right. Thinking that again tonight.
Dr. Buckley's cup. I like this one. No giant, no champion. There's lots of giants. Be a champion. Now, why did you want to read it? Because it's unfolding in front of our face right here, right now, today. And you and I have got to be vigilant clear to the end. And I know there's many of you right now that might be saying, well, Pastor, I'm going to be vigilant to the end. I'm telling you what. Whoever is listening to me tonight, learn to get the communion elements out. Get my communion service right here. Get those communion elements out and receive them every day. And say, Jesus, in the midst of all of the confusion, in the midst of all of the frustration, in the midst of everything I don't understand right now, I know your broken body and your blood shed is what I need, and I receive you. By the Holy Spirit of God, help me to know. Help me to know you every single day and to walk with you.
Amen.
Listen. You may not be able to understand whether T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Joyce Myers is right or wrong. Regardless of the slander sites, don't you worry about whether Joyce Myers, Joel Osteen, or T.D. Jakes is right or wrong. That's not yours to worry about. The more you worry about it, the more your mouth gets slanderous. Get out of that.
Yeah.
Don't be a part of it. Be a part of it. Stay out of it. I went to one of their sites, one of the slander people sites. I didn't go there. One of their videos popped up in my YouTube stream, and it was about Jesse Duplantis. I'm like, what in the world you got against Jesse? Well, what they have against Jesse is Jesse's extremely blessed. And Jesse's actually preaching to 2.5 billion people around the world every day.
Mm-hmm.
How many is this guy preaching to? Well, about 20,000. And he's criticizing the man that's preaching to 3.5 or whatever it is, billion people around the world.
And he really isn't teaching, is he? He's
no.
just criticizing those
right.
that are.
Right. He really doesn't have a teaching ministry. He has a criticism ministry. And he'll show up at your church and bring the critical spirit in and be glad for you to pay him to bring the critical spirit into your church. Isn't that something? He is a traveling minister.
Really?
Yeah, he travels to your church and brings his computer and his screen and puts that right in your church.
No.
The critical spirit. So don't be a part of it at all. And I sat there watching it, and his criticism of Brother Jesse, Brother Copeland, I'm like, wow. You're not criticizing Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis. You are criticizing the movement of the Holy Spirit of God.
Wow.
And when you teach people to leave faith and pick up a critical spirit, how deep will be your damnation? That's a scary thought. So, anyways, what's the purpose? Get your communion elements out. I don't have my little cup here for some reason. But get your communion elements out. Look, Sister Leanne's got them right here, stored very effectively right on the desk in a very nice little tight pocket. We got a knife, you know, keeps him crisp. And what are these? Oyster crackers. What do you call them?
Deluxe oyster crackers.
Are they really? What makes them an oyster?
I don't know.
Is this good for oyster soup?
I think the shape of them, they're like a little oyster soup.
Let's have some oyster soup. I like that. Anyway, we just keep it right here. Why? Because we're going to receive communion. What is it? Jesus, your body was broken. Your blood was shed for me. I receive it today. I may not understand church. I may not understand religion. I may not understand my brothers or sister in my own family, but this I do know. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's why the Holy Spirit had me write it. I receive all of your grace. I receive all of your mercy working in my life right now. See, if you pray that prayer every day and you mean that with your heart, you are going to be with God in heaven. You really will. But if you don't keep yourself under the blood and in his broken body, this world is designed to mess you up seriously. To mess you up seriously. And so I just encourage you. You don't need to be afraid. Really, we don't. You don't need to be afraid. If I were you, I would prepare right now for the world to have a whole bunch of confusion and get you 3 to 6 months of worth of food, peanut butter and beans and stuff in your house. I think that's a good idea. I don't think you need to do it out of fear. That's just wisdom. Get you a couple cases of water. We bought a couple of those straws, life straws, that gives you the ability to stick it right in a mud puddle and drink it right out of the straw, and it perfectly cleans it. That's just wisdom. Just because there's stupid people in this world that do stupid things. So, Dr. Barclay always says, peace is a powerful friend. If that brings you peace, that's a simple thing to do.
Yeah.
And you might be like, well, Pastor, 6 months? Well, yeah. And then move a package of beans out and move on in. Make you some bean soup. Eat one of the tubs of peanut butter and put another one in. Why? It's just wisdom of life. It's just wisdom of life. And you might be like, well, I don't like bean soup. All right. I do. Find a way to like it. Find a way to like it. Anyways, Jesus is coming soon, and you and I are going to meet him in the clouds. How awesome is that? Tell all your friends. Send them this video. Send them the video. Just send it to them and say, just listen to me. I've made a number of videos about YouTube, about communion. Couldn't get them into YouTube. Interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
And we will not stop until the day that Jesus comes.
Amen.
Bringing you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, let me give you an encouraging word here right at the end. For my birthday, which I was born at about 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, here in North Dakota, it's supposed to be a wonderful 12 below on January 12th at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then it's supposed to reach all the way to 18 below tomorrow during the birthday. And we're headed for 20 below on Saturday and 25 below on Sunday. So all y'all come see us.
Just bring your booty.
30 below on, Sunday night? Wow. So if you've never experienced North Dakota in the below zero zone, come on up. You don't even feel it. It's dry. You don't even feel it. But don't go so far away from the house. You know, you might want to stay close to the house. Anyways, we welcome you. God bless you. And I don't know if I crashed your birthday party or what you was going to do. But anyways, thank you. It looks wonderful. Happy birthday.
It's for tomorrow. But
61 years old. Wow. I'm still a kid. I'm not really 61.
I'm not
61 at heart, in mind, in mentality, in looks, or nothing.
Nope.
Anyways, till we see you. Wait, no. We can't stop. Sister Phyllis, are you still here? Sister Phyllis, are you still?
Yeah.
All right. It's called mutation. Just don't mutate. No, it's just a joke. All right. Wait, the angels are singing. I need you to read tonight. Right now, I need you to read. Ephesians. Just read the Ephesians verse. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, wait. How's your teeth?
And they look very nice.
Amen, sister. All right. The book of Ephesians. Well, the revelation verses are just a natural part of every night, so it's just always read it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Phyllis. Now, I see that Amir is live right now giving an update right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to close YouTube and I'm going to turn this on. If you want to join us in Zoom, come join us. Shoot us a text, an email. Do not shoot anything. Send us a text or an email or an instant message and we'll get you connected here to Brother Amir Safadi, giving us an update about what's going on. Till we see y'all again, this is what we say. Remember this?
We love you.
God loves you. Jesus is Lord. And while you sleep tonight, God's going to speak to you in dreams, visions, and revelations when you wake up in the morning. Receive it done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. Here we go. Join us on YouTube. On Zoom. Now, Sister Leanne, we probably need to put this up on your phone. Because my phone's going to have to go to work here in about 15 minutes.
Oh. Hmm. Is it through Behold Israel? Because I don't have Telegram anymore, remember?
No, it's his YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
It's a different channel. I'll send it to you.
Well, I have him on Behold Israel.
No, it's not the channel.
Okay.
I got to find over here somewhere is you. There, I put it in your... In your deal, you'll have to put your phone on.
I'm working on it right now.
All right, here comes Sister Leanne, and going to make her co-host.
I already did.
All right.
You sent it to me in Messenger. You said.
Yep. Where does Zoom go? Bless you, Dan. Bless you, Phyllis. Love you guys. Starts about 14 minutes in.
I just have a live spot right here. I don't know how to do that.
What's that? There, bring your phone over here.
This is where it's started.
No. You just slide that back there. 37, 48. He's still talking, so a little bit more. All right. There. There we go. Whoops, we don't need that on. Mm-hmm. And we got to go like this, like this, like this. Share screen. Nope. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
No.
This
we want
totally shows up for
right.
me.
Right. But when you get to this screen, before you do it, you always want to. Oh, that's that one coming through. Okay. You always want to make sure you stop your video. Share screen. Screen. Start the broadcast. Right.
Thank you.
That's just ridiculous. They just needed to be running over them.